Hi, this is Tomoyo from ESL RPG. Please listen to the end for information about how you can help support and grow this podcast.
Welcome to ESL RPG. This time, our heroes learn about Phandelver, and they talk to a boy who does not drink, and then talks to a voice in their head. Okay. Yeah, this seems perfectly normal.
I'm not from around here. What is Phandelver?
So, Phandelver was not just a mine. It was a magical mine, jointly mined by the elves, the humans, and dwarves to get mystical, mythical metals out of the earth and through the magic of the mine turn it into magical weapons and armor. There was among the areas in the mine also the spell forge to make and create new magical items. Mm-hmm. However, when the town of Phandalin was destroyed in the Orc Rage 500 years ago, the actual location of the mine of Phandelver was lost to history. Mm-hmm. It's said that the spell forge, whether it works or not, has not been seen or heard from ever since. And the miners that worked there, the orcs that went there, their fates are unknown.
So it's a rich mine. We got some good resources over there we can make some good weapons with, get ourselves really strong.
And that's kind of an important part, because as you know, there's a lot of folk trying to find the lost mine of Phandelver now that Phandalin is getting back on its feet.
Wait a minute. Gundren had a map, didn't he?
Yes.
Gundren had a map.
Didn't he have a map?
Yes, he had Gundren, a map.
What, a map? A map to what?
To the place we're searching for?
The mine.
The mine.
To the mine of... Oh my... Okay, you need to find him.
He's at Cragmaw Castle.
I don't know where that is. Okay, in the meantime.
No one knows where this place is.
Hey, if you know where to look, you can find it. But in the meantime, I can tell you what needs to be done now.
All right, well, what is this old owl well, then?
All right, the old owl well, there's some prospectors looking there to try and find that location to Phandelver. Unfortunately, we haven't heard from them. And we sent some search parties originally, and all we heard is, zombies, skeletons, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, there might be some undead over there. If y'all can take care of that and maybe find our missing prospectors, that'd be great.
Have you heard anything about Black Spider?
What's Black Spider?
The Black Spider.
What's the Black Spider?
It works with Glass staff, and rules over the bugbears in the manor.
Hold on a second, let me take some notes.
Okay. Why do we know more than you? And we just got here.
Okay, Red Brand's bad. That's what I know. After that, I'm taking care of the town. The townsfolk.
Alright. Just...
To decide. Katrina,
this place needs to be better managed. Alright, so where is this old owl well?
Oh, the old owl well, it's about 2 days' hard march northeast of here. You know, down the Tribor Trail.
Oh, we know the Tribor Trail.
Oh, good. You came in on the Tribor Trail?
We did. Mm-hmm. It is now covered in dead horse carcass.
Yeah, I'm absolutely not surprised here. The only road here is the Tribor Trail.
Unfortunately, Mr. Edermath did not seem to have as much details as I was hoping, so I think we should go back and ask around town to find out how this glass staff gets in and out of this giant manor so that we can stop him once and for all.
Yes.
Okay, so let's head back to town, unless anyone had more questions for Edermath.
To the town!
Back to town.
I'm cutting you off because there's nothing more that Edermath can tell you.
Alright. So, we head back to town, and I recommend we Stop at the inn, because inns are places for rumor mongering, and I love rumors.
Wonderful! Tell you what, I'm going to make it easy. For every 4 points you get on a investigation check, you get an extra rumor.
Oh, so close to an extra 20. So
close. That's enough to get it all. Okay, here you are. So, Nerth, the old farmer, says, Sister Gariel, who oversees the Shrine of Luck, recently left town for a few days, then returned wounded and exhausted. Elsa, the barmaid, a very gossipy barmaid, she told you something about Darren Edermath, the orchard keeper? Oh, yeah, he's a former adventurer. You talk to him, he knows stuff. Moving on. Lenar, a miner.
Orc raiders have been seen on the east end of Tribor Trail. The townmaster is looking for someone to run them off. Why don't you talk to the townmaster?
Trilena, the innkeeper's wife. I don't know why you're talking to the wife before the innkeeper, but let's move on. Well, Thel Dendrar, a local woodcarver, he stood up to the Red Brands a 10 day ago when they came by his shop and leered at his wife. Yeah, very horrible thing that happened to them. The ruffians murdered him, you know? And several of the townsfolk saw it happen. And the Red Brands, they grabbed his body, they grabbed his wife, they grabbed his daughter and his son. We don't know where any of them are. Moving on, Pip, Toblin's young son.
Oh, so I was playing with Carp. He's Quilleen Alderleaf's son. Yeah, Quilleen Alderleaf's son. Yeah, I was playing with Carp, and we found this secret tunnel, but we had to run away because the Red Brands were coming.
Ooh, where was this?
I don't remember. You're going to have to talk to Carp.
And last rumor, Freda the Weaver.
The Red Brands hassle every business in town. Well, you know, except for the Phandalin Minor Exchange. They don't want trouble with Holly at Thornton, but I don't know why.
All right, we're good listeners.
We are terrible listeners. All right, you're listeners. Let's stop there.
Let's go find this Quilleen Alderleaf lady.
Steven!
How many
hands am I showing?
How many hands?
52.
Close enough.
Barkeep, cut him off.
I ain't cutting him off. He's a good paying customer.
He's not paying. It's my copper.
I cutting him off. You're a good paying customer.
So.
Stumbling, and eventually you strap him to the back of your mule and give him a barf-led carrot on a stick.
I attach a tankard in front of the mule.
He gets off the mule. Meanwhile, you find yourself at the elderly farm.
Which, oddly enough, actually is run by an old woman. Kind of old. 45, halfling, female.
So fairly elderly.
Where her husband is unknown. However, she looks at you and says, "What can I do for you, kind sirs?"
"Are you Quilleen Alderleaf?"
"That I am."
"We heard from Pip that he and Carp had discovered a secret way into the Red
Brands.
tunnels.
Ah, oh, feckin' hell! Carp, get your arse over here!"
"And we were hoping he could share that information with us."
"And you get him off to hide until Carp?"
"Yes, mother." "Were you... what was the other boy?
Pip.
Were you Thumbs and Pip sneaking around the Red Brands hideouts?" "No, mum."
"Don't you lie to me! These boys are here to talk to you about it!"
This is how you intimidate people.
"We'd like to hire you."
"All right now, boys. You were saying you wanted to talk to him about it. Before we go too far, you're not from the Red Brand. You're not from the Red Brands, are you?
No.
We are here to...
We're indeed after Red Brands.
We are here to take care of...
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Carp, you tell him what you know.
Tell us what you know. What's what you know? Carp, where is the secret tunnel? Or just the tunnel?
Or just the tunnel.
You're not going to hit me?
Nope, that's your mom, Joe.
You're going to stop my mom from hitting me?
It depends on what you say to us. If the information is valuable, we'll talk to your mother.
Cop, you tell him what you do right now!
If you don't tell us, you might get hit again, so I suggest you spill it out quick.
Alright, so there was a couple of big ugly bandits and they was hiding around the tunnel over yonder down the field, you know? There's it. After they went away, me and Pip, we went over and we were looking there and we found ourselves in this nice little area near the field, near the river, near the creek.
I heard it's down by the river and the creek.
The creek.
The creek.
I would take you over there, I could know where it goes, but I don't want to be here no more.
All right, Quilleen, could Carp show us the general area? And then we will escort him back to you.
That I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I want to make sure we're not getting any kind of trouble from them Red Brands, you know. Tell you what, why don't you come by sometime around midnight? I'll make sure he's up, and he can show you undercover at night when there's not going to be no Red Brands there at all, none. Is that fine by you?
Sounds like a plan. And I give one gold coin to the lady. Thank you very much.
Wow. Cooperation.
Thank you kindly. Now, son, you be nice to them. You be nice to them and show them what they need.
Yeah. All right, okay. Cool. So, how much time do we have to cover?
Is there anything we need to do? Did you guys want to talk to Sister Galerio?
Beyond the Red Brand, what are you guys wanting to get done?
You wouldn't by chance know anything of... The Black Spider, King Groll, Cragmore Castle.
Cragmore Castle. Now, as far as I know right now, as if you're looking for things in the land itself, like Cragmore Castle, or anything else, I don't know anything about this Fandelver, but I do know about this rumor, this myth about a Wave Echo Cave.
What was this rumor?
That's connected to the thing. But anyway, moving on. There's this fella here, Radoth the Druid. Now, druids always know about things in the land and things that should be in the land, things that shouldn't be in the land. And if you know something you need to get found in the land, you talk to the druids. Now, Radoth the Druid, he's an old friend of mine. If you know what you need to be talking about, he might know where them places are around here. He might know where this Wave Echo Cave is. He might know where this Cragmore Castle is. But you need to find him. The problem is, I ain't heard from him in a while.
Where is he usually found?
Well, see, it's not about where he's usually found. It's where he went off to.
Where did he go off to?
Tell no Neverwinter. Now, see, there's this place. There's this old ruined town roundabouts of Neverwinter called Thunder Tree. But that town is destroyed in this big eruption 30 years ago.
Exactly, yes. She would know about this if she was here.
Now, if you go over towards Thunder Tree, you might find yourself Radoth. He's been going over there trying to find out things about the area, you know?
Right. So, Radoth the Druid knows, and he is currently in the ruined town of Thunder Tree, which is west of Neverwinter Wood, which is near Neverwinter, which is where we started out. And the town was destroyed by a volcano, so we have many a choice. We can wait until midnight, don our Red Brand cloaks, and try to take out Goldstaff. Glassstaff. Go off to find Raydraw the Druid. We can try to deal with the Orc Raiders on the Tribor Trail. Yes. We can go to Old Owl Well and deal with
zombies and skeletons.
Town master.
All right, so what do we want to do? I gave a quest list. So I think we want Katrina with us. So let's get Katrina and let's get to the tunnel under cover of night. And then we will...
But that's a different issue. Go back to your map.
Oh, we don't know where the tunnel connects to.
Yes! Exactly!
So basically we need the stealthy people to scout out this tunnel.
I can be stealthy.
I'm a clanky armor elf. And I have a clanky dwarven buddy as well named Theodore. Kluger, are you stealthy?
Issue is my perception skills.
I'm a little stealthy, but I can communicate with someone else who is stealthy. Just like I did before.
Alright, why don't you connect with this guy?
Yes.
And we'll have him check out the tunnel.
Do
we all go together?
You understand that? You're going to lock out this fellow to the front of the tomb, and you're going to take him there, and you're going to take him back, and you're going to be quiet about it, and you ain't going to get none of them. You ain't going to get none of them taking any of that back this way, right? Yes, Mom.
Okay.
So, and I do not have any night vision. Or dark vision.
Wait, what are you, halfling?
Yes.
Don't you get low light?
Nope.
No? So obviously we need a dwarf and an elf. Alright, we're all going.
Wonderful!
We're all going.
So,
everybody be stealthy!
Ain't gonna happen, but let's pretend. So, because you can't stealth without a torch. And you can't stealth with a torch. Oh, I rolled surprisingly well. Alright.
Tell you what, before you roll surprisingly well or not, why don't I make a percentage roll and you tell me high or low?
Alright. We are, what do you guys think? High? Are we high?
High's up.
Okay. High for good, low for bad.
Okay.
You are high. Okay, so. You find the tunnel, you find the entrance, and no red brands. Meanwhile, And you do not hear this through your ears, you hear it in your head. But you know where it is on the map!
We are in here.
Yes, you are!
Ooh, from the very... Yes.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I sense some great power around here.
Oh, what's this?
Nothing to see here, just, Red Brand's coming in.
Meanwhile, Carp goes...
I think Mommy's calling me. I'm gonna go now.
Bye, Carl.
Yes.
Bye, Carl.
Take care.
Nice meeting you. Okay. I do not know whether the thing which is waiting for us further ahead is...
We are here.
Is hostile only to invaders or to... Anything. So, I don't know whether my deception skills will be of any use.
Well, this thing wants to get in my head. Let's get it out of here. It can't know what I know.
Okay. Yes, with all the tentacles you've seen.
Those are my tentacles. It can't have them.
Tentacles? I've never seen tentacles before. Tentacles would be exciting!
Out of my head!
What are you?
What are you?
Beautiful. So are we just stopped in the tunnel? What are we doing?
So, either we continue to communicate with the voices in our head and become crazy, or we continue to go forward. I suggest... Do we have Madame Pomodoro with us?
Alright. We gotta pop out
poke some eyes.
I'm all in for eyes.
You're all in for eyes?
Let's get this voice out of our heads. Right, it cannot know our secrets.
We are going to pop out and find out who's been eyeballing us.
Wait.
What are you doing?
Why do you want to hurt?
I don't want to hurt. I just want to know what you are.
You're in my head.
I want to hurt.
Because you make no sense.
I make sense to me. I want food. Food.
What kind of food do you
what
want?
What kind of food do you want?
Meat. Meat. Fresh meat.
Are you in for some pork?
Do you give meat?
What?
Do you have meat for precious meat?
We have LB. LB, can you be the meat? LB, over here.
Elton.
Yes.
Can you be the meat?
Can I be the meat? Well, I'm a bit skinny.
If only we were bringing our two goblins with us, we could offer Barfy or Snotty.
You don't have any more ears? Goblin ears?
I just
slavery goes to human sacrifice with goblins.
Yes. And
I have rations, that's all I got. So we can go back and get some meat.
Yes.
Yes. Go bring fresh bleeding pulsating meat.
All right, if we give you meat, you will let us pass unharmed?
Yes, bring meat.
All right.
Then all right,
go
let's
get
do
your
it.
Meat. All right, I'm going to break into the butcher, steal me a hog.
Living, breathing, pulsating, bleeding meat.
It's got to be a winner.
Okay,
all right.
We need a pig.
We need a pig.
Let's find a farm.
All right. So back out of the tunnel. Where is the nearest pig farm?
Before we're out of the tunnel, can we just look around and see maybe something, maybe there's something useful that we can notice?
I didn't see anything.
Okay, all of you.
Yes.
Deception check. Skills, okay. Deception. Okay.
12.
11.
Oh my god.
15.
1.
You're a one.
Natural one.
Natural one. 12.
11.
11. 12, 15?
Now somebody rolled
18.
Okay, 18.
12.
Only you. Only you. The eye monster knows only about him.
You came here. You were one of them, yes. And you would do anything to take your vengeance. Take everything from them you can, yes.
Is it good?
I can help you take them, bring their living meat to me, and I will help you.
Well, what do you want for this?
Bring their living meat to me.
Okay.
So basically we're going to offer them, you need to tell us this. Right now we're going to go get
only them. You hear this,
right,
yes.
Now we're
in your head it is,
in
your head it is.
So, I'm hearing this voice in my head, as I can tell you, all of us can hear that. And he's telling me to bring the glass staff to him, and he will take care of him and help us.
Not only glass staff.
Not only glass staff. All of them. I have a brain slug.
All the ones that betrayed you. Left you for dead, they did.
So, I think
it's... So take them. Feed them all to me.
Okay, so this voice tells me to bring every red brand and everything we can find to him.
I don't think we can carry all of those guys.
Well, while being living, are dead bodies good for you as well?
Bring to me, or I don't help you at all!
So, he tells me to bring bodies to him, or he will not help us. He will
not cooperate. Not bodies. Living, breathing, bleeding meat.
Yes. The living meat.
Great. Well, if it lets us pass, we can get it. It's meat.
So, then we will do it.
I just guess. Do it.
If you will not make things harder for us, or maybe if you can guide us.
Prove to me tonight, or I tell Glassstaff.
Yeah, to tell Glassstaff if we were here, if we will not bring these guys to him. And where can I
bring him some living, breathing meat tonight, or he will tell Glassstaff.
All right, we're back to the pig idea.
Yeah, that being said, Carp has long run away.
Well, I was going to offer Carp, but...
Well, no, you weren't going to offer Carp. Maybe. But, yes.
So we need to bring Glassstaff. And others.
No,
he won't let us pass unless we bring him meat.
Meat. Yes.
Out of character, what he's not telling you, but you can kind of imply from the fact that if you do not do it tonight, then he will tell to Glassstaff. He already has a contract with Glassstaff. It's him thinking he can get a better contract from you, maybe. You can refuse and risk Glassstaff knowing. You can agree and take down one or two red brands and...
Can I try
non-lethally take him down and feed him to the thing tonight?
Can I?
Or you can try killing him.
Try to. Okay. I don't know yet the whole situation.
It's gonna know if you want to kill it.
No, but is it gonna stop you? That's the important question.
I don't know how many red brands are there. So, there we'll be able to find any meat or just skeletons or whatever.
It has to be difficult, because if easy, then you don't do twice, you just do three.
Who are you? Why should I...
I'm your head, I'm part of your mind, part of your head, part of your soul.
Red Pirate Roberts.
Alright, so who wants to just attack this thing and kill it and get it over with?
Look, I can either feed it some living souls or we can try and kill this thing, but this thing looks pretty strong.
We haven't even seen it yet.
Get into your head on the distance and do it so well, so we're probably very strong.
Yeah, this thing cannot know our secrets. It needs to die, or we just need to we just need to accept that this thing is super strong. I say just give it what it wants.
I unfortunately cannot accept offering it sentient creatures.
You wouldn't have
it. It is against my god.
So then I'll try to persuade him?
You can try and persuade him, yes. Yes. Persuasion versus, I'm going to say, solid. Persuasion.
14.
13.
Okay, he's winning there.
Oh, I'm not sure I won again.
He is winning there. The other good character, what do you say?
Right, what are you? Are you okay with them offering a human being to this creature? A living creature, not a human being.
I know. I don't agree to kill the, no, to give living people to a monster, but I hate red blown plants, So.
But how we. So.
When, how do you feel about living things being eaten while they are still alive? Living humans being eaten while they are still alive.
So if we are in combat with a red brand,
mm-hmm.
and they are trying to kill us, of course we want to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're fighting and he says, I give up,
mm-hmm.
we don't just kill them, do we?
No.
Okay. Well, you usually arrest them and throw them in jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically this is, they I give up or don't even give up, and then we give them to, like, a crocodile or a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we kill the monster?
Let's kill the monster.
So I'm going to persuade Theodore. Theodore, no, we have to not fight this thing.
Why?
It's too strong.
Persuasion.
Can I also try to?
Yes, 19. You can also.
Oh. I got it.
All right, I got
Nine.
It.
Nine.
This time, 18.
12 to support.
You've decided that you're not going to feed it, but you've also decided that he says don't kill it.
Yeah, so we said two feeds. There's bad. Both choices are
at this bad. Point bad, yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we want to kill it?
It's too strong!
We don't know that! Probably is.
He's probably.
I don't know that.
I'll be fair to you. I'll give you 5 minutes to decide among yourselves. Just give me one of you.
Let's kill it.
Deal. I'm coming to give myself to you.
Tune in next time to see the voices in the head die.
Hi, this is Tomoyo again. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us by becoming a patron on Patreon at ESLRPG. Patrons get access to such benefits as updates on the future of the podcast, voting on one-shots, and access to full unedited recordings. Also, if you are a game master or like role-playing, we recommend our friend Matt's Patreon at Melbiz Maps. He creates massive maps for fantasy games, including castles and whole cities. If you like what you see, consider supporting him. Finally, one of the biggest ways you can support this podcast is by recommending it to any friends who might be interested. If you know someone who likes games, is studying English, or is looking for ideas for their classroom, let them know about us. Every new listener helps. Thank you for all the help. 登録してね.
And now a quick thank you to our patrons. 2. King Michael. First of his name, exemplar for those who come after, master of eagles, and father of Gamecocks. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to ESLRPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan.